time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for August 27th. That's right. Today is August 27th. We are live. It's 10 in the morning here in Rochester, New York, and wherever you may be. Today is one holiday today, Just Because Day. And to me, that sounds like something Orange Cassidy would celebrate, the It's Just Because Day. So happy Just Because Day to you and everybody and Orange Cassidy. Good morning. Birthdays today. Sergeant Slaughter, 74. The Great Khali is 50. And former WWE Women's Champ Jazz is 50 as well. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. I don't want to mess my hair up, but I guess I'm going to have to put the headphones up because it's sounding bizarre. Let's see. Yeah, we're brought to you by Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Stone Slight, Empire Culver. Interested in roller derby, men's or women's? Want to be a skater, officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. And join Rock City Roller Derby. The men's team is Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R, Flower City Fear. And you can come skate with me. Flowercityfear.com, F-L-O-U-R. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man, and it looks like I'm with Danger Boy. It's a very intimate show today, and you in the chat room, anybody here, let your friends know we're here talking wrestling. I see DC's in there, so maybe DC won't be here. We are here to talk the world of pro wrestling, and we're going to get it done in under an hour. That we are on the clock right now. Danger Boy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm also on the clock in a different sense. So coming to you live from my actual office as opposed to my normal location of broadcast.
Oh, okay, cool. I was gonna say, yeah, you're upstairs, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're here to talk about some stuff that happened this week. Teased it on Facebook as well as on Twitter. We encourage any of you to join us in the chat room and ask questions and stuff. Please do that.
Apparently DC's not being let in by the host.
Oh no, I'm sorry, DC. Are you? Oh, I apologize. I didn't see that. DC will be here in just a second. Ready for that tone? Did it make the tone? I don't know. He's here anyways. Hey, DC. DC down in NC joining us. There you are. Sorry about that, buddy. I didn't see it pop up. It usually makes a tone, an annoying tone that I hear in the podcast all the time when I'm re-listening to it. So
I see how it is.
I apologize for that. But we are on live now, and we're here to talk. What a week. You know, I don't know where to start with. Well, yes, I do. I want to start with because of the buildup and the disappointment from really how it turned out. We had this week. I'll tease a few things that we're going to talk about before I jump right into it. We're gonna go over Gargano coming back on Monday Night Raw this past week. I call this the Women's Tag Team Tournament Disaster, it seems to have turned into. All Out implications following this past week. And to start the show, Jon Moxley versus Punk. Thoughts? What we got on Wednesday was, 5 minutes of a match between the two? Punk, quote-unquote, being re-injured during the match. Jon Moxley obviously looked like he took a lot of offense to everyone thinking Punk was going to win and talking about everybody was saying Punk was going to win. What do you guys think about the match between Mox and Punk, which, you know, obviously the tease drew over a million people. They had probably their best week ever on TBS. Over a million viewers. Everyone's congratulating everybody. Number one cable show of the week last week was Dynamite on Wednesday night, 8 to 10. And we started up with the Punk and Moxley. What'd you guys think, first of all? I've kind of alluded to a lot of things, and maybe it's my illusion. I don't know. What'd you guys think of what happened? You know, it was basically a squash, you know?
I would say as a standalone thing, it was bad. However, understanding that it's a piece of a larger picture, I think it's really too early to tell. It honestly depends on where they go from here.
Now I don't hate what they did. It played up an angle. I mean, there was a reason for why that happened the way it did in the match. So that's one thing. I want to see where it goes from here. But to turn around and have the same match in 10 days is going to be interesting.
Now that's the rumor. Now that, you know, it was a quick match. Punk hobbled back to the locker room. They said Punk's going to address this, or we're going to have something from Punk on Friday night. What'd we get? Him sitting on a bench going, "Oh, my ankle. Oh. And that was it. And just a lot of speculation by the announcers. You know, I mean, there was nothing settled last night on Rampage about Punk. So I don't know. You know, it's like, first thing that came to my mind is, Punk is getting punished for going off script Wednesday before, which may have not been off script because we talked about it. The boss visited him in the locker room 20 minutes before the show went on the air, and they had discussed, or maybe it was more than that, an hour before the show went on the air. They had discussions, and then Punk kind of went off script and, you know, tried to start something up with Adam Page. So no feels of that might have had something to do with the squash match against Punk after the huge buildup.
I can tell you, based on Punk's past, if Punk was being punished by doing that match that way, he would have left the company.
Well, and there was talk.
And they would have sold the injury.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say, and there was talk that he wanted to quit. You know, I mean, that he was all ready to do that for some reason, depending on maybe how the match turned out. I don't know. I mean, to me, it was a squash. Punk, quote-unquote, supposedly got hurt. We continue on, and it's like, so Mox is now the unified champ. Mox, of course, after the three count, saluted us all with the Stone Cold salute on national TV, which I found amazing that I guess you can do that now. You're on cable. I guess you're not under restrictions.
They might not be able to do that much longer.
Yeah, I've heard.
Or they have to tone it down, perhaps.
That's what I hear, that the Discovery, HBO Discovery or whatever, what Warner Brothers Discovery is asking them, which is not a problem.
They're asking them to tone it down, but then at the same time touting the rating success.
Yes.
Doing what they're doing.
Huge rating success. I mean, the best they've ever done. So
on TBS.
On TBS. I'm sorry. Yes,
it wasn't the best they've ever done, and they're still half a Raw on the overall viewership. True. So it's. I mean, they're in their wheelhouse. They're not peaking. They're not. It drew higher. Like it's only 100,000 more than they've been drawing.
Yes, but there was enough interest in what they built up the week before and the promos and. If you follow,
and we'll see if they keep that interest after they delivered that.
Yeah, probably not. That's right. And that's a bad thing because that's leading right. We've still got one more week of prep before the pay per view. So, and no answers. You know, I mean, you know, Punk didn't come out and say, "I'm okay. I'm going to take you on" or whatever. Still, you know, there was nothing. There was nothing. You know, to write home about in that appearance last night. But. Now they did have an appearance. I begin to believe more. Yes, the case is there. They sold it like they did, because Punk will be coming back to, you know, maybe he'll come back and be the injured, you know, underdog, and you know.
Well, when he comes back, if they do this match again, it's in Chicago.
Yes, it's a pay-per-view, all out. It's a week.
Yeah, that's the whole thing that gets me. So if they are going to do this match again in 10 days. How do you go from playing up an injury being that bad where you're to the point where you get squashed and then, it's good enough for you to win. So like, I'm not really digging this.
Yeah.
If that's the direction they're going, Now, if the main event gets upended by the debut of the Stokely and MJF supergroup of underutilized AEW wrestlers, then I'm for it.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't have a problem with that. Someone just said, what's up with Thunder Rosa? You know, that's another
disc
thing.
Injury.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that happened in the last week in AEW that's probably going to hurt a little bit of this pay-per-view. And Thunder Rosa, not only is Thunder Rosa injured, and there'll be an interim women's champion after the
pay-per-view. So sad Artiste isn't here to talk about that.
Yeah, we need that interim talk. But also, and we might as well go into it out of this, is there's a lot. We don't usually hear a lot of backstage stuff from AEW. They're really good at treating people well, and stories don't come out until this week. And so the women's division, it sounds like it's a disaster backstage.
It's a disaster on the air half the time, too. So
that, too. But there's some stories that came out this past week that – because Thunder Rosa, I heard it was a drop kick to the back of Jamie Hayter's head that pissed off Jamie Hayter to the point where Jamie Hayter was seeking out Thunder Rosa in the backstage after the match they had a week and a half ago. And Thunder Rosa was hiding in a stall in the bathroom. And I've read this a couple of places. So obviously, there's some tension going on in the women. And also, Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa absolutely hate each other, according to, and that hate is leaked from Britt Baker to Jamie Hayter, which, you know, is a perfect name for her, Hayter, you know,
she also got her nose broken accidentally, so.
Yeah, I think it's because of the kick from behind in her face, something like that. Something happened, but yeah, there's a lot of tension going on in the backstage of the women's division, and I guess it makes sense when you can only get one match a week and, you know, or... You know, it's not, they're never featured that often. And we, you know, what do you guys think about all those stories going around? Is this stuff that probably has been happening for a while and we're finally getting some stuff on it, or,
it might be bubbling over at this point. It's since the beginning of the year, there's been little hints of things here and there about not talking to talent when their contract's coming up or ghosting people. And it's been building up, and now you got someone hiding in a stall because they think they're going to be beat up by someone else. You got Kingston getting suspended for pie facing Sammy Guevara because he gave a little smart ass smirk after Kingston yelled at him about making fun of his weight, and you know, they had to cancel that match off the pay-per-view. Now it's just bubbling over. This stuff happens.
It's funny that Kingston's also defending Guevara on Twitter too, telling people, you know, don't hate on this guy because of things you've heard about us. You know, it's like, things like that. And,
it's definitely not the big family, closely knit AEW locker room, I feel like, has been presented to us in the past. Now, whether or not it's just always been that way and they've done a much better job of covering it up.
Well, I think you get the point now. They've got a lot of different faces in that than what started the company. When they started the company, a lot of those people were good friends.
And the interesting thing is that we've also heard that they had a back room meeting before the Cleveland show this week. So obviously, I don't know if they're upset that some of that stuff leaked out or if they're like trying to tide people over. They did, I guess, bring out all the new – remember we talked a couple weeks ago about all these new vice presidents? Tony Schiavone, and you know, they're all in different positions now. Well, they kind of introduced them to the locker room, Joseph. They have, if you know, they're, and even I guess Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks addressed the whole locker room too, saying, if you got any problems, come talk to us. Don't, you know, and that's basically what they're saying is don't talk, don't tweet about it, you know, or don't.
Well, it also sounds like they would, it's from the sounds of it, with them introducing all the agents and everything, and the agents saying, you have to come to us.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of people would listen to an agent, not like what they hear, and go directly to Tony.
Yeah, and Tony is like Vince. He's busy. If you get him, you get him. You have been right to the point when you get him. You know, you can't. It's like, hey, how's it going? You know, how's the lawn maintenance?
If only Tony would get to the point during those post-media scrums.
Yeah, I guess we'll know another week. Week from today, that All Out. Week from tomorrow. Sorry, it's a Sunday. That's right, because we got a week from today is going to be the Rumble in the Castle or whatever the heck they're going to
call it. Clash in the Castle, and it starts in 3 hours from a week from now. So it's an afternoon one.
It is an afternoon pay-per-view. Yeah. You know, I have a draft going on at the same time, so I'll be watching it on a little bit of a delay. But that being said, so you guys are pretty confident we're going to get Punk and Mox at the pay-per-view again. Even, you know, if they're selling an injury that bad, can Punk come back from it? And if it's not Punk and Mox, who is it?
That's the part I don't like. They played up the injury to be so severe. How can you turn around in 10 days and do the match again?
Very good.
That's what I don't like, if that's the direction they're going.
What do you guys
understanding it's the piece of a bigger picture, so I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, what do you guys think in the chat room there? I'm going through some of these messages. A lot of Thunder Rosa love out there. Thunder Rosa is awesome, you know. I love Thunder Rosa too. I think she's much, and without the face makeup, she's beautiful too. Not that she is with the face makeup on, but I think she's definitely a beautiful woman. So it's like, hey Gary, how's it going? You guys, thank you for all you guys are in the chat room and everything. Yeah, we're gonna try to get this done in an hour today. I apologize, got to run to something really quick as soon as we get out. But I want to thank you guys for being there. Yeah, I guess this is an important week, and I guess maybe because the lack of direction of what's gonna happen probably means that we're going to get another high rating this week, because they're going to have to, something's going to have to be settled. They're going to be talking with Mox on Wednesday. He's going to, you know, they said he's going to, I think we got a rundown of what's going to be going on Dynamite Rampage this week. And
I'll tell you right now, that's not why I am tuning into Dynamite this week.
Oh yeah.
No, after What happened off the air last week? I am ready for Omega and the Bucks versus United Empire.
Yeah, the Elite versus the United Empire.
I am ready for that match.
And by the way, yes, you know, we do love, I mean, man, that match was great last week, the United Empire, man. Just an insane.
There was one issue I had with the match. It's when Pac took a full 30 seconds to pull off a backflip to the outside, and the guys were standing there the entire time.
Yeah, as soon as the camera pulled to a wider shot, you saw them taking forever to get into place. It's like, you know, we scripted this out, guys. You got to remember where we are in the match. But
it's the dive, 40-second dive.
Yeah, so this Wednesday.
Small gripe, though, in an otherwise fantastic match.
It was a great match.
Oh, yeah, I mean, sign all those guys and get them on your show every week. Because, I mean,
well, apparently they can't sign them because they're all signed to New Japan, and New Japan took offense to Jim Ross saying that this week and then apologized to him after.
Oh, really? Jim Ross said something that got him in trouble.
Way to go, JR.
Yeah. You know, JR does, you know, I mean, sometimes I wonder if you know, he's just shooting off the you know, or if there's anything scripted in front of him, because it doesn't ever seem like it is. So, but as I teased a second ago, this week, Dynamite, we are going to see AEW World Champ John Moxley address the crowd. Bryan Danielson is going to be taking on Jake Hager. And, of course, this past week we got Bryan Danielson now taking on Jericho at All Out. And I guess that's a good thing that both those guys are occupied with that match, because you could put Bryan Danielson in any match, even in the main event for the title, I think. But Jake Hager, Chris Jericho, I don't think we're all happy about him if he was put in the title match. So we got Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter versus Toni Storm and Shida, and the Elite, of course, taking on the United Empire, which, you know, those guys have a lot of quote-unquote heat, but those guys also worked with each other quite a lot, and so we're going to see something special when they wrestle in the Trios. Not the Trios final, is it? I thought the Trios final was on the pay-per-view. Yeah, so this is just a...
Yeah, so we're down to United Empire, Omega and the Bucks, Dark Order, and Best Friends.
Yeah, and Best Friends. And so, we got definitely... So that's what we got going on this Wednesday, and it will be the last Dynamite before All Out. And, of course, I believe they're taping Rampage 2 as well. They usually do, but there is a news actually coming up about, with baseball playoffs happening soon, that we're going to get a bunch of live Rampages, at least one in the next month because of baseball playoffs, where they're going to – and also one from – Toronto, because they're They're doing two consecutive nights in Toronto. They're selling out. Hopefully they sell out two nights. They're going to be there up there when
they've sold out one already.
And that's going to be Dynamite. That'll be the Dynamite show. Yeah. And then the next show they're doing is going to be Rampage. And they want to get that Canadian crowd. This is their first time they've gone quote unquote international. So, we're so close to all these things. That's actually closer than Albany to us, you know, and Albany is where Impact's taking place. So, what's Thunder Rosa's injury? You said it's a hand issue?
Bulging disc issue.
Don't like back issues on wrestlers. That's
something she's been trying to work through, but has not been successful.
Okay, so Thunder Rosa, so she'll be interim champ, I guess, because, you know, we love that phrase, interim champ.
The Twitter account, WWE
has vacant, and AEW has interim.
Yeah, so
WWE's Twitter account, WWE vacant Twitter account is very angry with Tony Khan for not doing vacant titles.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, putting up generic outlines that all look like Kurt Angle, I think, some one way or the other. they all have that shape and whatever. But so this is super exciting for this week, building up as we like All Out is a week from tomorrow. It'll be Sunday night pay-per-view. And actually,
they made a match on Dynamite for All Out that I'm really excited for.
And
that Jay Lethal and Motor City Machine Guns versus FTR and Wardlow.
Yeah, and that was a very last minute with the Motor City Machine Guns coming out there, and they even give Impact credit. So it's like everybody loves Impact now, now that they're like one of the lower tiered companies. WWE will mention Impact when they have to, and now we're getting wrestlers from Impact now going to be part of the pay-per-view. I don't have a problem with that at all, though, because those guys freaking rock, first of all. And I thought they were splitting up again because I watch Impact and they each were kind of getting individual shots at the champion, but I think it might have been just to bolster the champion in Impact Wrestling. But the Alex Shelley match against the champ in the last live event or whatever they do, the live pay-per-view thing, was unbelievable. So, and Alex Shelley is amazing. And Chris Sabin, of course, on two reconstructed knees is doing fantastic as well. But yeah, that was cool that they came out. It's like, whoa. So yeah, we go from the Good Brothers to now the Motor City Machine Guns showing up on AEW. And who knows? I mean, so let's go to some other news, unless there's something else we want to mention about that. I do want to shoot to a WWE thing that happened Monday, and that was when the music started, Danger Boy tweeted. We'll say that. You knew immediately that Johnny Gargano was coming out. And it looked like Johnny Gargano didn't really have a scripted promo when he came out. Did you get the feeling he was just kind of like, taking in everything? And it's like
this. I've gotten that feeling from a few different people in the past couple of weeks that they've come out without a scripted promo and they just shoot from the hip until a cue is met and then stuff happens.
Yeah, and so Gargano, who has been gone, his wife had a baby, and we don't know if she's back yet or not. But Johnny Wrestling appears on Monday Night Raw. The crowd was into it, but I still, at times, think WWE, nobody watches NXT compared to all the other programs. So maybe Johnny Gargano's new. Just give him a good match.
I think you could tell there was a very good portion of that crowd who reacted very favorably, and then there were some people who didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of portion of that crowd was the same crowd we were there with when Gargano won the tag titles in NXT. So
true. Yeah, that's true. And it's like, I'll just say, if he's new to you, if you're like in our chat room and you've never seen Johnny Gargano before Johnny Wrestling, if they give him an hour match, it'll be the best one of the year. And the guy, if they can do something with him and Ciampa, people were speculating that those guys could, reform their tag crew. And I would not hate that at all. I'd love to see that run on Monday Night Raw or SmackDown or any of the shows. We got it in NXT and it was fantastic. Have patience with him, but it was great because he did sound like he was talking from the heart about a lot of things. I guess the speculation on him showing up in AEW is now gone. That's for sure. But Triple H, it's another one of the Triple H guys. Triple H slowly but surely trying to get back to the spot he was in before he had the heart issues or whatever, you know. And I'm excited because NXT, when he was running NXT, NXT was the best product, and we talked about it many times on this show. It was the best show. It's the best product. And now, you know, I mean, you see these guys that, you know, got cut and now are returning, hit squad, as well as Dexter Lumis now. And Dexter Lumis showed up on NXT this past week. And Indy, you know, he gave her a picture and then he got dragged off by the police out the door. I don't know if you saw that video, but that was a pure Dexter. He didn't say anything, not one word, because he doesn't. He's not a guy who cuts a promo. So, but I kind of dig. He's kind of been showing up on Monday, but there was another guy, and I'm not sure who it was.
It was a local indie guy. It was, you know, just like a take the bait type thing that we're not going to see. He's not going to be on it.
Yeah, because they pulled him away quickly, so to the point where you got to see his face for about 2/10 of a second.
It was a setup so Dexter could kidnap the Miz, and everyone could cheer as he kidnapped the Miz.
Yeah, Dexter. And where's the Miz now? I mean, is he dead? You know?
Apparently he was tied up on Tuesday because he wasn't with Dexter.
That's true. He must have done something with him. I was going to say, you remember when Edge got pulled into the ring and he went to hell, they all thought he was dead. You know, but
we legitimately had kids ask us that in the arena here in Rochester.
Yeah. Is Edge dead?
Is Edge in heaven?
I think I started laughing and it was terrible timing, but
yeah.
Yeah. Kane brought Edge to heaven. Sorry, buddy. And they're the ones that's the first appearance of the Truth in Rochester too. And they were the ones that were
Rodney the Truth.
They were dancing everywhere. So, yeah. So, yeah, so we got Johnny Gargano back, and Johnny Gargano, you know, NXT told stories different than Monday Night Raw does and that SmackDown does, you know. Do you think that Johnny Gargano is going to be integrated into Monday Night Raw?
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, do you think they're going to go back to the, you know, back to what he's been working with before, or is he going to, you know...
They teased, you know, they played up what he was doing in NXT when they had Theory come out and everything, and then he dropped Theory. But I wouldn't be surprised if they do some semblance of that. The rumor is Indy Hartwell is going up shortly.
Well, they kissed her and Dexter.
And Ciampa cannot stay with Miz.
I actually like what Ciampa's doing with Miz right now. It's entertaining. He's doing it. It's like when he was the best sports entertainer when he was doing that in NXT. To get the heel pop.
Well, I mean, he certainly is, you know, he's like certainly he's mimicking all the Miz's phrases with the Miz. So it's like, I mean, I don't know. It was good, but I mean, Miz might, who knows where Miz is? Dexter Lumis pulled him away. You know, he could have been, you know, consumed by now, you know, as far as we know, you know, who knows? People cheered though as he was being choked and dragged out of the arena. It was definitely something weird. But you know, it sets up a lot of good things to happen too, but they're still trying to build up this next, Rumble in the Castle or whatever. I'm going to get the name wrong every time just cause I intentionally am doing this. So, they really haven't rounded out that card yet, but they've got a few more new things on it as well as All Out does too. We got All Out announced this past week that Jade was out there and she's going to be taking on Athena. And then they had a brawl on, was it last night?
It was last night.
Rampage where they brawled a little bit. And, and of course, Jade Cargill is like still riding that, you know, win streak that they definitely point out way too much every time she comes out. But at least she didn't have Tony and she didn't use the S word last night. Like she usually does when she does the interview. You know,
because they were asked to tone it down.
I wonder if that's true. I thought that last night when I was watching it. It's like, wait a second. They're already jumping on her to stop swearing, but nobody said anything bad last night. You know, I mean, maybe there's some truth behind that. You know, it's like, you know, we want to get Procter & Gamble. They won't advertise if you say S words. Okay. But we're on cable, so we can
sports.
Do it. Well, something like that. You know, but it is... Hey, Mad Dog. What's up, buddy? Mad Dog's in the chat room right now. What's up, man? Happy the end of August. This is our last show in August. So next week it will be deep into September. Back to school means back to school. Or in this town, there's a sports store called Dick's, and it was always back to school means back to Dick's. or something like that. So never mind. We will go on to something. Do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, we had those ads for years and years and years. So.
No, I love these situations though, where you just keep talking and we just keep wondering what's going on.
What is he talking about? So what do you guys, so last night, let's shift a little bit to, we'll go from Johnny Gargano reappearing last night to the curse of the women's tag team matches, because I think in the last tag team champions there, because I think in the last 2 weeks we've had two teams drop out that had won, both had won. And so they had a scramble last night on SmackDown, and then that team had to take on the tall girl and what's her name, Rachel? Is it Rachel? I can't remember her name now.
Raquel.
Sorry. Let me know what we begin with. Raquel and Aaliyah. I think I got that one right. So, but, you know, is this a disaster in the making? Could they have just like simply just not done this, you know? Because who would have thought they'd have so many injuries in this tournament?
Well, I think it looks like a disaster because they've had to replace teams, and it sucks because it is legitimate injuries. The reason they're both been concussions. Zoe Starks was a concussion, and Gigi Dolin got a concussion in her match last week.
And then the other one was a border issue.
Yes, though she denies it greatly. It was a border issue. But it sucks, but they're still going to get the same champions they planned on from the beginning, so it doesn't really suck that bad.
So you think that we're going to get the old champs? They're going to come out and take it in the long run? Or are they going to obviously show up? The finals are, is it this week on Raw? Or, oh no, they're yes. Is it? Okay, I wasn't sure if it was doing this week on Raw, or they're going to hold it out to
They're doing a 3-on-3 match at the Clash at the Castle, so.
So it will be determined this week then. We'll be crowned on Monday night's Clash at the Castle Go Home edition of Raw. And if you're curious what else is going to be going on there, and we got Rodriguez and Aaliyah versus Dakota Kai and Io Sky for the vacated WWE Women's Tag Team titles. That'll be this Monday night. But we also got Kurt Angle showing up. We're not really sure why. Besides the fact that they're in Pittsburgh. They're the PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh. And we got Riddle and Seth Rollins are going to have a face-to-face. Riddle's had some time away from the ring, sort of. I mean, he really hasn't been on TV that much. But we're going to obviously, and of course, last night, if you saw SmackDown, you saw some people, they built up to the what's his name? Sorry, I'm having a little bit of brain poop right now. So, oops, did I say that? No. They're building up to McIntyre in the main event against Roman Reigns, which we hear a lot now that they're designing a new belt for the winner of that. And to me, that means Roman Reigns is going to lose at least one of his belts, I'm guessing, at this show next weekend. But last night, they had everybody jumping on McIntyre. It was like, he beat Sami Zayn, and then he got destroyed by everybody else. It was really weird because it ended, I don't know, with about 4 minutes left on the show, and they're like, what are they going to do? And they just sit there and destroyed him the rest of the show. So, you know, you always got to beat the face down. So I'm guessing we're going to get a McIntyre win and split those belts finally.
Remember, there's another SmackDown before.
There is. And I mean,
it was filmed last night.
But, you know, McIntyre's going to come out with, like, tape all over him. He's going to be doing the Colin Delaney on Monday, I'm guessing, because of the way they smashed through tables and through walls and the way they were just beating him senseless last night. But, I wonder what is so important about this show in the castle. I mean, it's like,
it's their first stadium show in the UK in 35 years.
I know they keep saying that and everything, but I mean, it's, is it a paid show kind of like they do in Saudi Arabia? You know,
it's just a premium live event.
Going to try to recreate some magic a la SummerSlam 92.
Okay. And I don't have a problem with that. You know, I mean, you know, that SummerSlam 92, you know, we'll have the Road Warriors come out in motorcycles. And
there's a match on this show I'm really looking forward to, and it shames me to say it, but I really want to see Sheamus and Gunther beat the living hell out of each other.
Definitely. You know, it's,
and
like,
they're going to.
I like it when you put the heel versus the heel, man. And I think, you know, is it going to turn one of them into a face because of, you know, Gunther's side guy who he keeps, you know, giving grief to all the time? Is it?
I don't know. Given where they are, I feel like the crowd's going to be cheering on both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Given that it's going to be in Wales, it might be a face versus face match over there.
Yeah. George is pointing out, did you guys catch last night? Bailey was sitting next to them doing commentary, and she was just riding freaking Michael Cole the whole time.
Oh yeah.
I loved it. Are you kidding me? Remember when she was, when they had no crowd and she was wrestling and she was yelling at Cole in the middle of the matches? It was probably.
Oh, like, it's great. She's sitting there and she's like, Cole, like, say something to her disparaging. And she'd be like, then why are you calling me every week to see when I'm coming back? You're welcome.
Yeah. She was definitely giving him some grief last night. I thought that, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And, you know, Bailey's great. Bailey's going to, you know, needs to get in and wrestle a little bit, I think, get the ring rust off. And she did wrestle last night. So we did see that, you know.
She wrestled on Monday.
Monday.
It wasn't the greatest match and it wasn't her fault.
Depends on who you're matched up with in the ring and stuff like
yes.
that. I have a feeling that, you know, we've got a lot of exciting things happening in WWE this week coming up just to set people interested. And that's like, so you say that's like 3 hours after we start here.
It's a 1 p.m. start next Saturday.
Maybe I'll get to see some of it before I go to the fantasy draft, but definitely want to.
You have one at 3 p.m. that day as well.
That's right, man. I got two of them going on.
I'm just setting that one to autopilot.
Yeah. Concurrently, both of them are going at the same time. So, that definitely, so let's go through some news. Cause it's like, I'm trying to get as much as I can in here before we have to get out of here. So some news from this past week that we can discuss a little bit. We did talk about Moxley and Gargano, coming back, as well as AEW having the number one show on cable this past week, and some of the setups for this week's TV shows, of course, with all these women tag injuries, we mentioned that as well. Toni Storm posted on Instagram that she had to have dental surgery this past week. Now, I know a little bit about dental surgery because I had it about 2 weeks ago, so with, you know, there you see a big gap there in the mouth, but I wonder if that happened during when she wrestled on this past week. If someone, but she's going to still be wrestling. She says, according to her Twitter, she'll still be. She called it toothless aggression, which seems kind of appropriate. But she's going. She has a
no.
Yeah,
that's a callback to He Who Will Not Be Named.
Oh, that's true. That's true. By the way, did you see the pictures of him this week? It was his birthday this past week.
No, not him.
I didn't. Oh, him and the guy who you can't see went out to dinner in New York City.
Oh, not that one.
Oh, I'm sorry, someone else. Oh, yes, you're right. The other guy who Voldemort, right? That dude. No, I know who you're talking about. I got on TV because of him. We'll just say that. So,
but it was Fox News. But does it really count?
It was a Sunday morning Fox News show. Okay, it was.
Oh, the least watched of the new shows. Yes.
I know. I had to, it still was Fox. So I was on it, folks. Believe me, they talked to me, and I had a nice set of Rochester in my background. So, but He Who Shall Not Be Named, not him. And I'm talking about Vince McMahon, that another guy who probably shouldn't be named as well. But
he's named. It's just in different NDAs.
Lawsuits.
And
he is. Well, he was out with John Cena. They went out for his birthday in New York City. So it's the first time we've seen pictures since he's been. Relieved of duties, we'll say, or had to step down or whatever it may be. But
retired.
I like
all
how
on his
he
own.
Stepped down. Yeah. I like how he stepped down and it looks like he's already aged 10 years.
Yeah. Because he didn't have makeup people with him anymore. So I will mention that I don't know if you saw Roman Reigns' interview this past week. I think it was Sports Illustrated and they were talking about it. And Reigns goes, he said the same thing I said. He goes, you watch, see where he is in 6 months from now. You know, it's like, and after we talked last week, they've closed the investigation. So, Ric Flair's woo can come back. Maybe Vince McMahon can come back. He'll get to a point where
Ric Flair's woo never paid out $20 million inappropriately and cost shareholders money.
No, that's true. That's true. And then he'd have to be hired back. So he'd have to go through an interview process. Can you imagine that? It'd be a nice spoof, Vince McMahon having to sit down and do interviews. No, nobody wants him back. Obviously, with all the changes that have happened since he left, obviously, I think he might take offense to that a little bit, because of those changes were things that he did. But, like letting people go and everything, stopping storylines and stuff like that. I mean, he makes a final decision on all that stuff. His son-in-law comes in and like rehires freaking Dexter Loomis and, you know, these people that, you know, he let go. He didn't feel, you know, I don't know, you know, but we'll see. But Roman Reigns feels that in, tell him in 6 months what's going on, because he doesn't, he thought that he'd be retired before Vince McMahon would ever be done with that company. So it was a cool interview with Roman Reigns this past week. Some other news, did Jeff Jarrett get let, did he leave his position last week when we were doing the show?
We didn't know yet. He was done on Friday, but we hadn't been informed as of yet.
Yeah, so Jeff Jarrett, but the interesting thing is Road Dogg Brian James, who was Jeff Jarrett's, what was he, his lackey when he was a first?
His roadie.
Yeah, he was the roadie. He's roadie, but he was like, yeah, he was a side guy. And he was the one who actually sang Be My Baby Tonight, I believe. We learned that on pay-per-view. But Road Dogg, Brian James, has returned to WWE in the position that Jeff Jarrett just left. And apparently...
Oh, he doesn't want a job with AEW anymore?
Well, I think it was, he was at Impact tapings last weekend, he said. He was like helping, you know, he was like helping agent those, so... I don't know. He's doing a lot of things, but they hired him for the position that, and I guess Double J was let go more than he quit. They said that
I think he became a Vince guy.
He became a Vince
guy. And Road Dogg is a Triple H guy.
Well, we know Road Dogg is, so definitely, without a doubt. Interesting. Some other news. Okay, so yeah, so he did depart. It said that Stephanie McMahon and Nick Khan are now co-CEOs and choose who work for the company. So, and apparently Jarrett was let go. So, and you know, I mean, maybe they were mad that he was doing everything that weekend of SummerSlam, you know, and making money from Ric Flair, making money from WWE, showing up everywhere. So I don't know. Did you see TMZ showed some footage of the police cam footage of Jake Atlas this past week being arrested outside his home in Orlando, Florida? We talked about it back in May when it happened. He had like an argument with his boyfriend or something. And but the video comes out. It makes him look terrible. He comes out and he says, he goes, don't you know I'm an internationally trained superstar, when they were like arresting him, while stating that his boyfriend is a nobody. So there are plenty of embarrassing moments. If you go to TMZ and watch the footage of this, it's like a 4 minute video. And in Atlas, he had to apologize for the incident, and he's now...
They've dropped charges since, so...
Yeah, because he's in an outpatient program for substance abuse and mental health, so... But what was the girl's name that came out as bi, and he kind of, like, made comments about it, you know? The announcer, what was her name? Is she still...
Is it Kayla Braxton?
Yeah, Kayla Braxton. Kayla Braxton came out, and she admitted that, and this guy kind of, like... You know, ribbed her about it on Twitter and stuff, and so she kind of like ribbed him back about this stuff. Little tay to tay, as we say. But yeah, Kayla Brad, you know, so that she kind of, when the video came out, she kind of like reintroduced, you know, why she rips on this dude, because he had taken shots at her when she admitted that she was bi. I don't know. It was very, very interesting. Back, and that's a backstage thing that nobody really cares about, because Jake Atlas, was he NXT? I mean, or was he NXT? I'm trying to remember.
He was NXT, and then he had just been in AEW TV.
Oh, was he? Okay, that's right. I think it was a dark match or something like that, or a dark something or another. So, little update
He got the graphic.
He got the graphic. Well, yeah, and now maybe he'll, you know, who knows? There's a lot of people who show up on the dark matches and never go anywhere from there, but you know. Every once in a while, they'll reintroduce one of those guys back on TV if they need them bad enough. But some other news, Legado del Fantasma is reportedly heading to WWE's main roster. If you saw this week's NXT 2.0, you saw Tony D'Angelo berate Electra Lopez, Joaquin Wilde, and Cruz del Toro, who I can't remember what his old name was now. He's been...
Raul Mendoza.
Yeah, I remember it was like, why did they change his name? But... He chastised them for trying to help Santos Escobar win at that NXT heat wave in which Escobar lost. And when Escobar lost, he was banned from NXT. So this week, NXT saw D'Angelo yell at Wilde and Del Toro after they failed to defeat the Dryad in a tag team action. Later on in the show, they were kind of fuming about it, and suddenly a black SUV pulls up, and Escobar was the driver. He asked the stable mates if they were ready to go, and he said he wouldn't leave without them because family's forever. They jumped into the SUV, drove off with Escobar and fans in the arena chanting Legado to end the segment. So that SUV, I'm guessing, will show up on SmackDown maybe next week, you know, and everybody will pile out. That's usually where NXT guys go to, right? SmackDown? I mean,
been both lately.
It depends.
Yeah, we got Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa there in Raw, but it seemed like for a while that was the main way they would go. So that, who knows, what will happen. Now, it was kind of weird because they were hanging out with Tony D'Angelo in the beginning of the show, and it's like, oh, that's right, they're still around. So I guess they're looking for a leader, or they're letting Tony lead them. I don't know. I didn't know any.
He won them. He won them months ago, and then they had to stay with him.
True.
That was what the match stipulations were.
Yeah, but I mean, they came out and helped Escobar during the Heat Wave match. So, and, you know, and he was angry about that. So, but he was kind of like, you know, feeding them to the wolves and whatnot. So I mean, it's just kind of clearing up, you know, those guys are coming up as a group into wherever, you know, to that, or, you know, I'm not really sure which show they'll show up on. I hope it's going to be SmackDown. I think that, you know, SmackDown could use, I think, another group, maybe come on, take on the Hit Squad or some of the other bigger group, you know, the at least three people groups and whatnot. But moving on to some other news, and we're trying to rip through this before we get out of here. So Dynamite, I mentioned it a little bit earlier. Dynamite will not be airing in its normal slot coming in Wednesday, October 19th, due to the Major League Baseball playoffs that will be happening soon. So now we're getting into the interruption time of year for Dynamite as well as for Rampage. So Tuesday, October 18th, they're going to put Dynamite on head-to-head with NXT. It'll be interesting to see what the numbers are. NXT doesn't do Dynamite numbers, but when you put them head-to-head, they always remember they both did better when they were head-to-head the first time.
NXT was a totally different thing the first time.
True. And AEW claimed a win when they had to move NXT to Tuesdays. So it'll be interesting. It'll be the first time they've gone head to head on Tuesdays at least. So they'll be running the 18th, October 18th, and they'll go head to head, and we'll see what happens. It looks like NXT could also use the Halloween Havoc name to draw in a bigger audience, as that show tends to do well ratings wise. So they might be using that name at that time. You know how they've been doing that with the old WCW and old WWE promo name or pay-per-view names that they don't use on pay-per-views anymore.
Well, now they moved on to the ECW ones as well.
Yeah, that's true. Also in October, AEW will hold Rampage taping separate from every Dynamite, which is not usually the case. On October 7th in Washington, D.C., they'll be doing a combination of Rampage and Battle of the Belts. So we've got Battle of the Belts 4 now, I think, coming up in October. The next week, AEW will be in Toronto. I mentioned that earlier, how they can sell out two arenas in 1 week because it's their first time there and the demand is high. And we know the demand's high because we got a lot of people coming to Rochester for the AEW shows, and now they don't have to leave Canada to come here, which is not a bad deal. But there's been talks about another show for AEW, whether that be Ring of Honor or the rumored All Elite Women show, which we've talked about a couple weeks ago, how they had trademarked that name, All Elite Women, which will either be a pure wrestling show or a reality show. So, remember we had that Cody Rhodes reality show? It actually did very well until Cody left, but, the report that came out ended by saying that there's a lot of things in motion for the promotion right now. So, and they still have a lot of time left on their contract, you know, with to be on TBS and stuff. So remember we were talking, like, was it 2 weeks ago about the whole Warner Brothers merger with Discovery Plus and how, you know, they're angling to get a bigger, more money out of a contract, but they still have like at least another year, I think, or more.
Yeah, their renegotiations start in December, though.
Okay, so they will renegotiate.
They have another year after that, but they're going to start renegotiations around December.
Okay.
And we'll see what Discovery is going to be doing with their shows or money then, because so far they've just tanked everything.
Yeah, and I'm kind of bummed about the whole Batgirl thing. You know, it's like, how do you go and you spend $90 million on a movie?
Well, the rumor is they deleted it too.
The directors went back in and wanted to see if they could get some of the footage of Michael Keaton showing up in it. And they went to find the whole directory, you know, where they were digitally storing it was gone. So, you know, it's $90 million down the drain. You know, they could have sent me a check and I wouldn't have, you know, that's a lot of money for nothing. It's, you know, but they're trying to cut costs because they're going to be merging. And I'm not I am a HBO Max subscriber.
Welcome to Discovery Plus.
Yeah, I was going to say now Discovery Plus is kind of being shoehorned into it. It hasn't started yet, but it will be. I'm just, you know, I'm for what I pay a month for that, I definitely.
You can watch Fixer Upper now.
I don't. Yeah, there's a lot of shows I don't care about on that channel. I never watch, you know, the only time I ever see them, to be honest with you, is when I'm in my dentist's office, okay? They always have those shows on. But I would not mind in the least if AEW did start a Ring of Honor show, because like we've been saying for a long time, these guys, they announce these pay-per-view events, but they have no build-up to them unless you're watching AEW TV, and it's usually right before the pay-per-view is when they, you know, insert the Ring of Honor guys. Though we did get to see Claudio defend his belt against Goldust last night. Not Goldust.
Garlic Bread.
Yeah, sorry. I used his old name, you know. One of the Rhodes brothers, okay.
I mean, it could have been worse. He could have said Cesaro versus Goldust.
Oh, yeah, well, like Jim Ross. You can't let him call Cesaro matches anymore or Castagnoli, whatever, you know, Claudio. What'd you guys think of that match last night? That was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I didn't like the scrum at the end, but that, you know, that's always seems to happen.
I have not seen Rampage yet from last night. That's the one thing I've missed, and it wasn't on demand this morning yet. So,
you don't have DVR or a TiVo, which I don't think anybody has a TiVo anymore, but definitely check it out. It's a good show. Definitely a good show. And there's like a huge squash match in it that lasts about a minute with one guy defending his title. So I'm not going to give away too much, but you can figure out who it is, especially because the guy, you know, is a recent title winner. And so beyond that, there might be more growth for AEW into programming soon. And I'm sure they'll let us know as we get closer to when it actually is going to happen. Some other news, Edge, WWE Hall of Famer Edge, you got to see him beat Damian Priest this past Monday night. But after the match, when the cameras turned off, Edge made a statement that said he is going to be retiring for good. And he hopes to be able to do it in Toronto in a year from now. So if there's a date in Toronto a year from now, it may be Edge's last match in the WWE, and it may be a pay-per-view. I don't know. Maybe he's setting up some stuff for the future, but he doesn't want to be here any longer than, you know, maybe a year more from now. So, which is good. I mean, you know, it came out in an interview with him just this past week that he actually was booted from Judgment Day because of an argument about the direction. He didn't say specifically who, but you know, what do you think about that? You know, it's
Vince wanted them to go Supernatural.
Vince, cough, cough.
What's that? Oh, Vince. That's a Vince.
Oh yeah, it was Vince.
He wanted him to go what? Supernatural.
They wanted to go Supernatural.
Okay. Well,
they want to go like Fiend type stuff.
And the Edge didn't want that, I'm guessing. So he got out. But I think it's a good
group doesn't need a gimmick like that.
No, and it's good that you got someone Edge like Edge now to put it over, put over the group before, you know, he's done with them. You know, it's like, okay, I won't be the leader anymore, but maybe let me put him over. And of course, he beat Damian Priest on Monday night, and Beth Phoenix. People have been like touting Beth Phoenix come back and wrestle because, you know, Rhea Ripley's there, and
they teased it this week.
Yeah, that may happen as well. So, you know, we get Beth. you know, both Hall of Famers, Beth Phoenix and Hall of Famer Edge versus, you know, Rhea Ripley, Damian Priest, and we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, it was a nice win for him, and it was like Edge was home. But I felt that crowd was really kind of flat when Trish came out. Did you guys see the beginning of the show on Raw this past week? It's like it was quiet. And it's like you figure they would flip out over Trish, but do you know, is it like Trish old news to a lot of young fans?
I think it's that, and Trish didn't have, you know, a 100% scripted promo and was kind of floundering a little bit.
Yeah, she was. She was like waiting for the crowd to start chanting her name, and it wasn't happening. At least that's what I felt. That's how I felt it was in the direction it was going in. So, And I don't know. Yeah, if you go back and watch it, just watch it. It's very quiet. So it was like, and she looks kind of like she's waiting for it, and it's just not happening. So she kind of advanced in her promo a little bit. And I think last night, well, what was it? Last night, somebody goofed and in the middle of their promo and kind of did a reset in the middle of something. And I think it might have been Riddle last night. I'm trying to remember who it was that did that, but it was like, it was interesting because it's live TV. You got to do something. So it's like, it was like a, I'm going to have to go back and watch that. But got one little piece of news before we get out of here, and we're going to get out of here. And I'm sorry we're not going as long, but I've got a commitment to go this morning. So, but former NWA president Howard Brody passed away earlier this week. Brody recently underwent a quadruple bypass surgery, which scares me now when people, that seemed to be like a common thing, and now people are having this common thing and not making it through. So it's like, but he caught an infection during the aftermath of the surgery. It was noted that Brody was said to be in rough shape following the surgery. He worked as NWA president from 96 to 2001, promoted pro wrestling in the United States, overseas with a Ring Warriors promotion. He was the first promoter to bring wrestling to China in 2003 and with the MacW group, and was among the first promoters to bring ECW to Florida when the company began to expand. He also worked with the Wild Women of Wrestling, Herb Abrams' UWF. Oh, wasn't that a Dark Side of the Ring thing?
Yes.
New Japan Pro Wrestling and SMW, that Smoky Mountain Wrestling and others. Brody later served as a point person for the sale of the Puerto Rican-based WWC library to the WWE. Brody's storied career includes writing stints for WWF Magazine, Gold Belt Wrestling Magazine. He wrote his Swimming with the Piranha, Surviving the Politics of Professional Wrestling book in 2009 and co-authored the Reflections of an American Dream autobiography for WWE Hall of Fame Dusty Rhodes in 2005, which, if you can find old shows that we've done, Dusty Rhodes actually came out and promoted that with us. And Cody was with him as a high school student in the restaurant when we were interviewing him. So it was like, he was like 18 years old at the time. That brings back some memories though, when that book came out. I've got it someplace here. I think I got it autographed when Dusty was at the Ballpark Brawl. Do you remember that? Ballpark Brawl.
Long time ago.
In Buffalo, Dusty came out in the cowboy boots and everything. And so that's all the news that I've got. I think we covered everything that we wanted to hit. Did we? All Out Implications are still kind of floating. We got Ken preview next week's show. It will be the All Out preview show as well as the Clash in the Castle there. I said it right. George is saying something about Mickie James announcing her retirement. I don't know if did she announce her retirement in Texas? I didn't see anything about that.
I haven't seen all the spoilers yet for what Impact did, but she was supposed to be addressing her long-term future.
So George said that that Trish was waiting for Bayley to come out. That's why it seemed kind of awkward. I think it was right from the get-go of last Monday Night Raw. It was awkward. It wasn't like she, you know, she came out and the crowd wasn't like chanting her name or anything. So, you know, not like they see a lot of Trish. Trish has been touring with the WWE the whole time in as they went through Canada in the last couple of weeks. But yeah, I can't think of anything else. How about the spray paint on the Street Profits bus by mistake? I did not catch that.
Yeah, that was Maximum Male Models.
Oh, that's right. Maximum Male Models. So, by the way, SmackDown next week was taped last night. I mean, if you want to know the results, you can go look at it online, but I'm sure we'll, at least one good thing is we'll know, I'll be able to watch it before, you know, I had to kind of, I got back late last night and watched it, and it was, you know, you're not nearly as sharp at, like, I don't know, 1 a.m. watching wrestling as you are when it's live.
Apparently, so. There is a very, very good New Day versus Viking Raiders match.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny how they're putting the Viking Raiders over the New Day a lot, you know, they're using them as, like, is this going to give them an opportunity to get tag titles? That's to be seen, so... But I think I'm at. Do we miss anything, guys? I mean, we talked Kenny Omega. We didn't really mention much about him, except we're going to get a great match this week from the Elite, and I'm super psyched about that on Wednesday Night Dynamite. And that's enough to make me want to watch it. I don't know if it's going to get him over 1 million people again, but I wonder if anything else. Let's see. I'm looking at some messages.
I'm going to take a page out of Ospreay's book and just walk around calling everybody bruv.
Bruv. Bro, he's a much better wrestler than I remember, you know, especially after he did some stuff, you know, like coming off the top rope that just blew my mind on that match this past week. And he's definitely, and that's why I said, if you could sign that guy exclusively, it'd be great. But, you know, him and Kenny Omega obviously go back a long way in New Japan and stuff, and know each other very well. So that's why I think we're going to get an extremely good match this week. So beyond that, I don't know how you guys got anything going on this week.
I am leaving tomorrow morning for Cedar Point.
You're going to Cedar Point, and I know that we have AEW in Buffalo a week from Wednesday, which we're all going to be at. And I'll post some pictures. No, not all of us. This guy, I'm covering your face on my screen. Danger Boy will not be there, but Ferbs, wherever Ferbs is, we haven't seen him in a while. He'll be there as well.
I saw him yesterday. He's still alive.
And the artiste, we'll see the artiste. The artiste is around someplace. He's a little bit busy today, but we'll all be there a week from Wednesday. But definitely check out Monday Night Raw this week. It's setting up as well. Clash in the Castle, that, and SmackDown this week coming up. And, of course, All Out being set up by Wednesday Night Dynamite and Friday Night Rampage. And I think on that note, we're going to say you guys have a great day. And enjoy it. And we'll see you same bat time, same bat channel tomorrow, or 1 week from today here on Facebook Live. And you can always listen to our podcast as well, thepainclinic.net or iTunes. You can find this show anywhere. It'll be up there in a couple hours. We'll see you next week, folks.